That means nobody is qualified. You are not on your own merit qualified to go to heaven. You're not. We have all sinned. Neither am I on my own merit. But thank God, in spite of our sin, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, God promises to wash away every sin, every stain by the blood of Jesus Christ. He has made a covenant with us. Whoever believes in Him is justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Do you know why we know that? Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. How do I know that when I put my faith in Scripture, when it says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved? How do I know that? Because God raised Christ from the dead. There it is, Acts 13:37. This is what Paul said. He said, the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Therefore, my brothers. Now, whenever you see the word therefore in the Bible, you need to look and see what it's there for. Amen. And so what he's saying here when he says, therefore, my brethren, he's referring to what he just said. He says, because God raised him from the dead, he didn't see decay. Because he is now alive, therefore, brethren, therefore, sisters, therefore, friends, therefore, each of us. He wants us to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone, that means you. If it means you, say me.
Me.
Through him, you and everyone who believes, who puts their faith in him, is justified from everything. No matter how dark, no matter how wicked it was, no matter how shameful it was, no matter how much it hurts you to even remember those things. Everything. God cleanses it all by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you stand before Him as though you had never, ever sinned. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? When Christ died on that cross, He was paying your penalty, suffering in your place, so that if you come to God through Him, no matter what you have done, you will be washed clean. And I know that because Christ rose from the dead. I don't have to be afraid of death anymore. I don't know if you've ever, we're kind of cocky when we're young. Oh, I'm not afraid to die. But if you ever faced a situation where you thought you were going to die, you get humble really fast. When you consider, it's weird the thoughts that go through your head in that situation. When you consider everything that I have known to be true, everything that I have known to be reality, everyone that I have ever loved or cherished in my life, every hope that I have ever held dear in my heart, everything I've ever wanted to see or accomplish or experience is about to vanish into thin air, and I will step out into a place I have never known before. That will rattle your cage, brothers. All of a sudden, everybody you love suddenly pours through your mind. You think of everyone who means something to you. And you think, in a moment, I could be leaving them behind. If that doesn't rock your world, man, you're already dead. But when you face that day, and you will face that day, it may be years from now, I hope, praise God. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. When you come to that place, and you face that day because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you can have assurance that when you step through that door, you're going to glory and not the other direction. If you will put your faith in Jesus Christ, that's God's promise to us. Whoever believes in Him will be justified from all things. You will sail through the judgment, and He will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the glory of the Lord. Does that sound inviting? Praise God. I would like to invite you then, if you have never taken the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's very simple. All you have to do is trust Him Repent of sin and put your faith in Christ. Just say, God, I'm sorry. I have messed up. I'm not going to argue. I am guilty, and I want to be clean. But I believe that Christ died for me. I believe He rose from the dead. Come and save me. And God has given His word. God cannot lie. He has given His word, His promise that if you will do that, He will save you. So I just want to take a moment. If we could just go before the Lord in prayer, but just take a moment. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your amazing love for sinners, God, like me. That you would adopt us, God, that you would invite us into your heaven and say, I love you, I want to be with you forever. That you would give your own Son to die for my sins so that I could be washed clean. Thank you, God, for that. As we're here before the Lord in prayer, if there's anybody who just wants to take a moment and pray with me right now, just a simple prayer to receive Christ as their Savior, I won't embarrass you. We'll just pray right here as we are from your seat, and I'll be standing up here. If you'd like to just take that moment right now, just raise your hand and so I can see that and I can be sure to pray with you. Because that decision is for all eternity. What you decide today impacts the rest of your life forever. If you'd like to make that decision now, and just pray with me for a moment to receive Christ, just slip up your hand and I'll see that and we'll go ahead and pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just pray with me after these. Just say these words in your heart to Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for me. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. I believe you rose from the dead. And I believe you love me. Come into my heart right now and save me, Lord. Write my name in your book of life and remember me when I stand before you at the judgment. Save me now. And Lord, I take you at your word. You said that if I called on your name, I would be saved. And so right now, this moment, I am trusting you, Jesus, for my salvation. And I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with sincerity of heart, you have God's unshakable, undeniable, unwavering promise that He has saved you. And He just wants to fill your life with His presence and His blessing. So rejoice. Be glad. Hallelujah. We got something to celebrate, man. Amen.